I gotta wait my turn, I guess. Maybe there'll be a special deal for Christmas or something, and I can get in on that USO game. But anyway, you guys are having fun, so that's good. Back to you, Randy. WE3, India, Foxtrot.
The time just flies, you know. So Pierre's a pretty smart reserves and everything are going to be okay. You got some lightning and the heavy rain here that puddles behind, and we just got a drizzle here right now, but it's still thundering and lightning, so not sure how long it's going to last. I haven't checked on the weather map there, but hopefully not too bad. Like to go outside and get some more work done there in the yard. Anyways, back to you there, Paul, the 3IFC, the 5RJM.
Fine business, Randy, and I know Pierre's a smart fellow. He's a Frenchman. He's a smart fellow, a good fellow for sure. And you know, we're a family, right? So that's what a good family does. Help each other, support each other. All good stuff, all good stuff. Well, it's 6 minutes after nine in Aurelia, and I've only had one cup of coffee, no breakfast. So I get it, Randy. It's time for breakfast. Oh, I'm going to get out of here, too. So thank you, Randy. And I agree. Pierre's a smart fella, for sure. But I think it's with a smile, I'm going to say, because he's a good Frenchman. So I'm out of here. I'll talk to you later, Randy. And give it back to you, Pierre. And then if you want to look for Emile or Henry, that's all good. But I'm gonna back down, and I'll catch up with you later. Over to you, Pierre, BE3 India, Charlie.
Yeah, no problem, Paul. Well, give me a call sometime today if you want, and I'll help you on your Windows 11 download that stuff if you want. Give me a call if you want anytime on my phone. All right, I let you go, Paul, and we'll see you later. So 73, and thank you for QSO. DE3IFC, DE5AL. BE3HRYZ5AL.
Yeah, go ahead, Monsieur Pierre. VA3HRY.
Buenos dias, amigo. Como esta? Como esta? How are you?
Not too bad at all. Weather is cooperating here. Woke up to 13 Celsius. I don't know what it's at now, but it's full sun. Hardly any wind at all, so it might be a nice day for a refreshing walk. Air quality is at its best. I don't think it could get much better. So I already finished my first cup. So the phone is on the charger. As soon as it's done, I'm going to go for a little drive and maybe do some walks around the Ford test track here in town. And I'll take my HD with me. I don't know whether... I've been listening on and off, so I don't know whether anybody knows, but Emil apparently is successful. The kite is down. I don't know if there's any damage to it, but he did get it down. So anyone listening, Mission Control has succeeded. Go ahead, Pierre.
Yeah, roger that. Oh, well, everything is good so far. Anyway, did you fix your bike? Your bicycle with the brake cleaner or whatever. Back to you, Henry.
Oh no, I haven't. haven't done it yet. No, no, I'll do that before I put it away for the winter. That's the plan. So I still have to go buy Canadian Tire and pick up a can. Absolutely. But yeah, I'll do that before the winter, late fall or something. When I finally make up my mind that I'm not riding it anymore, I'll put it in the parking lot here. We got access to a hose and water and that, so I do a thorough cleaning, so the brake cleaner will come in then to get into the gears and chain and everything. At one time, I used to take the chain off because, you know, you just have to locate the master link and remove the chain and put it into a jar. Put some WD-40 into it and shake it around a bit. But, you know, that was a real pain to do, especially in the parking lot, and it stains the asphalt. So I stopped doing that. So the brake cleaner is, I think, is the answer. And a bucket of water and some strong soap. VE5, AL, V8, Rich Wine.
Yeah, roger that, Henry. Oh, yeah, that's the good stuff. Believe me, you will be so happy when you use this. 2 minutes, you're done.
Node 5,
take out your chains,
1,
and,
2,
put,
5, 3,
the newspaper
7,
on the ground somewhere, whatever, and spray that thing everywhere, and it stuff is look like a brand new, totally brand new. Take out the rust, the sand, a little tiny sand, whatever. That's totally clean. Unbelievable. That'll work very well. Trust me. And, yeah, and put some WD-40 on the kind of pail or whatever. And put everything back in. I expect to go for the next spring. Back to you.
Yeah, V8 Rich Wine returning. Yeah, that's the idea. That's why I'll do it later on this year. Trust me, there's a lot of sand and stuff on it. That's why I did just a minor cleanup last time we spoke, just to maintain it. And I'll get it dirty again on the next ride if I go on the trail. I don't always stay on roads. So get on the trail. Even though the trail isn't bad, there's still dust from the front wheel, and it gets caught, you know, and you ride 20 kilometers one way, 20 kilometers the other way on a trail. You get enough sand and dirt on that chain. Believe me, it collects, especially with oil. So that's why once in a while I just put a rag to the chain. I clean it up without removing it and that kind of thing, and put some more oil on it to dilute it. And believe me, there's no rust on there. But just try and do the best to maintain it, because gears and chains are expensive on these bikes, any bike actually. But anyway, go ahead, Jeff, VA3 Horn.
Yeah, roger that. Oh, well, my pleasure to help you. No problem at all. So, I did myself, and I said, oh, my God, that's a miracle. I can believe it. Wow. Huh. So, well, I hope everything is good for you, and I'm on the QS01 right now. And I think I'm ready to go. My wife, she needs a ride to see. She needs a checkup for his eyes this morning at the optometrist. So I better to go. And 73, Henry, and we'll see you later. All my best for you. VE3, HRY, VE5, AL.